Hello out there, and welcome to the Danny
and Rihanna Show. This is Danny Pena, Rihanna's husband.
This is Rihanna Manuel Pena, Danny's wife. Yes. And this conversation is probably going to be a little bit more tricky to navigate. We're going to talk about artificial intelligence and how it relates to the things that we do and the things that we love.
Ooh, that's going to be a very interesting topic. We could talk about the good and the bad.
Sure. There's always both to most things.
Definitely. But first, shout out to our listeners and our viewers. Continue to send us feedback, comments, questions, right?
Yeah, answering our polls.
Yeah, answering our polls. We're planning to have more polls.
Yeah.
And the next episode, we're going to read results from other polls.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. But I have a comment, Ree. This is from Jason Simon.
Mm.
Actually, this is from our first episode.
Oh, very fun.
Our first episode, yeah. So he wrote, great show, guys. Glad you love LA. Mm. Is so much more than just Hollywood and downtown LA.
Absolutely true. 100%. And I actually have a few comments from the app formerly known as Twitter. First off is Turtleneck Vision. Really great screen name. Said, hi, Mrs. Rihanna. Hello. I just wanted to share with you that the podcast you share with Danny is amazing. I love it all. I'm so glad this moment is taking place. And last but not least, thank you for opening up a different side of Danny. He's my fave of GTR, which is Gamertag Radio, Danny's awesome. Other podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the love.
Yeah. Yeah. We also have two more. One from Chancleta Mangu, Mando, shout out to you. Said, just finished listening to the first two episodes of Godfrey and Rihanna's new podcast, Danny and Rihanna Show, and I'm ready for more. I can already tell this is going to be a fun, informative, and break out the tissues cause. This is a Dorbs kind of ride.
Mm-hmm.
Very sweet. And finally, Michael Toon, Santiago Toon Medic, shout out to you, Toon. I just listened to the first episode, and my only issue is that there was no warning Rihanna was going to make us cry at the end. This is the perfect podcast the gaming community needs right now. Thank you so much to you, Toon, and to everybody who's been listening and supporting out there. We really appreciate it. It's encouraged us to keep going because we weren't sure how this was going to be received.
Look, we're just having fun. And I love that these episodes doesn't get old. It's one of those like people can listen to this any day, anytime, years from now, whatever. Like, well, go
some
back.
Of this might be outdated, but
no. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a different vibe. It's not like a news podcast, you know, and we have conversations that anybody could relate. You know, it's great. I just love it.
Absolutely.
So, now we're going to be talking about this AI stuff. So go for it.
So let me start off by, okay, yeah. I'm going to pull one of the things that they say that you shouldn't do when you're doing like public speaking is like go to like Webster defines blank as, but truthfully, I do want to start with a definition of what is AI or artificial intelligence so that we can make sure we're all talking about the same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's lots of stuff out there. So artificial, and this is from hcltech.com, artificial intelligence is the science of making machines that can think like humans. It can do things that are considered, quote, smart. AI technology can process large amounts of data in ways like humans. Mm-hmm. And the goal for AI is to be able to do things such as recognize patterns, make decisions, and weigh judgments. So recognizing patterns, making decisions, and weigh judgments. That is kind of like the core of the AI that we're talking about in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Part of that is, of course, creating things. And that gets into a really gray area about what is considered a tool and what is considered plagiarism or, you know, in getting into an area where things are being stolen when it comes to art and writing and things like that. And we're specifically talking about our video game like area, but it also comes into play with like movies and books and
content creation.
We've also heard AI voices and even AI music. Mm-hmm. So this is something that has definitely ballooned out a lot further in the last, I would say, even year or two.
Mm-hmm.
From what we previously knew AI to be, which is like, you know, Google Maps or
yeah,
your Photoshop editor or whatever.
Or when you're playing a game, the enemies, like, you know, all that stuff. Like, it's, you know.
If you see a tree in a video game, guess what? Somebody probably didn't make each individual tree. They might have. Kudos to the people who did, but they probably copy-pasted a bunch of trees.
Yeah, so, okay, so this, I had this conversation a while back. I'm not going to say who it is or anything like that. But we were talking about, you know, podcasts and sponsorships and all this stuff. And this person told me, because I didn't know this was such a thing until I heard this from him, her. So, so this person was telling me, well, sometimes, you know, I travel a lot. So sometimes I just don't have the time, or maybe my voice is, because he does a lot of like speaking engagements and all that stuff. And sometimes his voice is like messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a sponsor. He uses AI to grab his voice, and actually he does the live read using the voice.
Oh, so he's trained an AI bot on his own voice to use for his own purposes.
Yes, yes. So
interesting.
Because he probably at the moment can't.
Like if he's lost his voice.
Sure, yeah. Or feeling sick, you know.
Absolutely.
His voice is like.
There's plenty of reasons why your voice would not be up to par.
So he said he does it once in a while. He's like, look, I don't like doing it, but I had to pay bills. I do it. So I'm like, okay, all right.
That's a case where there's an AI voice mimic, which has been very heavily scrutinized, especially around the voice acting community, rightfully so, because they don't want to sign away their voice to be used by some entity without their express permission or knowledge.
Yeah.
But this person is using it for their own voice.
Their own voice.
And they're the only ones using it.
Yeah, yeah. They're only using it for their content because they need to continue recording the podcast and all that stuff, you know. So that's one thing. So
that's an instance where it feels more like a tool and less like something bad.
Yeah, again, it depends. Not everything with AI is bad, right? So, but here's, I'm going to give you a perfect example because I had this conversation with my dad a while back. Okay, he's a cab driver.
Yeah.
When Uber and Lyft start coming up, he tells me like a lot of cab drivers don't like Uber, doesn't like Lyft because they're taking away their customers and all that stuff.
Which is true.
Which is true. But I feel like sometimes you have to evolve. You can't be doing the same exact thing. You have to evolve. You have to know what type of technology is changing the workspace. You need to learn all that stuff, man, because if you just stick with the old way, you're going to lose a lot of business. It's like when people launch, they have like a store or I don't know, a new business they want to promote. Most of them will post them online. Maybe they'll have a TikTok or something to
social.
They want to take advantage of the technology to spread the word about their business, right? So I feel like you have to evolve. It's like one thing I said to him. It's like, do you like going to restaurants? He's like, of course. And you also like going to food trucks, right? He goes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're taking away customers from the restaurants because you're going to food truck. It's kind of like the same thing, like. You have to evolve and adapt to like whatever it's new. So I think it's similar to what you're saying about AI.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just be like, you know what? I don't care about the technology. I don't trust it. I think it's good to learn the good and the bad about AI for us to learn from those mistakes and the stuff that we don't like as society. Get Congress involved. People give feedback to the people that have been working on technology on this to make it better. That we could use those tools that could help us on whatever it is that we want to do, like content creation, movies, or stuff like that. The thing that I don't like is grabbed AI to use an artwork that may be copied from like an artist or something, and it's not giving the artist credit. You get what I'm saying? Like, so that's the part that I'm kind
of
like.
Let's talk about that a little more because the restaurant food truck comparison didn't quite land for me because if you think about like a food truck in a restaurant, they're two different things.
This and they may be, I said that though.
Okay. But when people have this AI conversation and it taking away opportunities for people. So let's say I'm an environmental designer.
Yeah.
I work on movies. Like if you're watching Godzilla Minus One, I'm one of the people who is doing the special effects in the background, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say the next time they decide to do a movie like that, instead of hiring me, they use an AI bot that's trained on all the movies I worked on.
See, I don't like
that. Do you see what I mean? It's not necessarily like, you know, one restaurant and one food truck that have always been separate. It's like the restaurant and then somebody who worked at that restaurant stole all of their recipes and now is selling their food for cheaper somewhere else.
That's a different conversation. Yeah. What I was trying to say is adapting to like the new stuff, the new things that's happening now. That's what I'm saying.
Adapting to technology. Let's talk about that, because that is of course something that we will have to do whether we want to or not. The AI cat is out of the bag. It has made kittens. Those kittens have made kittens. It is gone. Like the horses are out of the stable. Whatever other animal analogy you can imagine. Yeah. AI is not going away. It's not going to go back into a box. We're not going to stop it. We're barely even able to slow it down, to be honest. And what I hope we can do, and you mentioned Congress coming to step in, we'll see if that works, because it's difficult for government to catch up to technology in general.
They take forever.
What I hope people can do is find moral governance and not use existing work. Let's say this is writing samples. This is art samples. This is people's voice recordings that are all free and available to create something derivative that is mimicking a person or an art style or writing style that should really be given credit to and monetary compensation to, or at least permission from the original creator, right? So there's, you know, lots of examples of artwork out there that has been sold that has been AI created, but the AI was trained on one specific artist's art style. So it's a knockoff, essentially. Mm-hmm. Or there's been music samples or even whole songs that we've heard that is meant to sound like Eminem
or Kendrick. I think there was one that came out like that. Yeah.
And it's like, of course, we know it's parody, but at what point does the technology get so good that you can't tell anymore? And do they sell it as if it were one of those artists' original songs? And even if it isn't, does it diminish that person's brand because it's so different and they don't have control or permission? And that's where it gets to be. The tool is the tool. The AI is the AI. The AI isn't inherently bad. It's the people using it for bad purposes. It's the bad actors that are doing malicious things with it and taking advantage of people. And there's no way to stop them yet. That's the hard part. Yeah,
this is very new because people are still trying to figure things out. I think, I can't remember the name of the person or the artist that mentioned this, but they were like, you know what? This could be a new business opportunity for a lot of new artists.
Sure.
I'm talking about like music side.
Sure.
Where, let's say, let's make believe, let's say Kendrick, somebody grabbed Kendrick's voice and they make a song. Kendrick gives them the thumbs up. So what could happen is Kendrick Lamar will get a percentage of the royalties of that song.
Like he licenses his voice, basically.
But he gives it permission for the person that created that song.
Sure.
To put it on all the platforms and all like that.
Feels totally okay.
Yeah. But if it's something like that, where this could be a business opportunity where music artists or voice actor or I'm thinking of artists that does like a lot of drawing. If there's a way for them to also get money from that and we could figure it out how we could do it, I think that will benefit everybody. I think that will be great for you. But when there's stuff where people are using AI and making money of people's content without permission.
Yeah.
That's the part I'm like, no, that's not good. That's not good for the industry overall, man.
And then the problem becomes like, how do you A, detect it and B, stop it?
Now, we were watching a Marvel show. What was the name of this? The Invaders one.
Secret Invasion.
Secret Invasion. That's what it was. Secret Invasions. And the intro was made by AI.
Yeah, there's lots of controversy around that.
So what you think about that? So like, for me, I feel like, and it came out during a time where there were the industry want to strike, like the film industry and the TV industry, They were on strike.
And one of the reasons being they didn't want their likenesses replicated by AI without their permission.
But this came out during that time. So people were like, Marvel.
Bad
Disney,
timing, dude.
This is not good. Now,
read the room.
So let's say there was no strike or anything like that.
Sure.
The show comes out. You're like, oh, wow, this intro is interesting. And then you find out it's AI.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you think?
I think it's interesting because I know the showrunners did say they intended for this intro, and we're talking about the opening credit sequence,
opening visuals,
they intended for it to be AI and to be obviously AI, because the show Secret Invasion, the subject matter is that, spoilers for Secret Invasion, I guess, the Skrulls, which are an alien race to, you know, the Earthlings, mm-hmm. have been infiltrating Earth and impersonating different key figures for decades without anybody on Earth really knowing, or without the public knowing. Mm. And so you can't trust what you see. Things are copies. Things are, you know, facsimiles. And the idea was that, so according to the showrunners, the AI intro was meant to evoke that same feeling. These are copies. These are derivative. These are not the originals. This is not really truly human creation. That felt to me like a bit of a cop out.
That's a PR.
And
let's save some money.
Some money on the intro.
But it makes sense what they said.
Or truthfully, this decision could have been made, you know, years before. Mm. And maybe it is intentional for, you know, the narrative of the show. I don't know. I don't know these people, but it felt bad, man. Like the timing was just awful.
Yeah.
And I understand that explanation. And of course, there is an AI animation studio or AI visual studio that was, I believe, credited in the credits for creating it. So someone got credit, but what artwork was it trained on? Like, you know, like whose imagery did they feed into this machine to, as we said, you know, like start to recognize patterns and be able to replicate it, which is what AI does. As we go back to our original definition at the top of the show, mm-hmm. were those people credited? Were those people reimbursed? Were those people given notice, let alone permission? Mm-hmm. It's tough, right? Because the thing about machine learning, which is part of AI that we're really talking about, is you have to feed it something for it to learn how to mimic things. Ooh. Right?
Okay. I'll bring something up.
And
about
when
that.
What you feed it mm-hmm. could be, you know, so-and-so's term paper at USC and this other person's art project from their high school contest. And it could be mm-hmm. all kinds of things that are just on the internet because we haven't thought to protect these things before. And they don't have any say so in how it's used. That's what I have a problem with. Mm-hmm. If you feed an AI your voice to mimic yourself on your podcast, that sounds like a great tool, super helpful. Mm-hmm. Similar to a lot of, like I said before, Photoshop or different game coding software, or, you know, just general effects coding software that people use to like recreate and populate a bunch of different bushes in an environment because they don't want to make every single bush in a huge game. Mm-hmm. You can't make a huge game that way. There's not enough time. And it makes it so that an artist can use the tool to make their art better. However, it's difficult when you take the artist out of it completely.
You know what? It's funny because sometimes I'll read on social people like, oh, I'm against AI and this and this and that. But
that's such an umbrella term. But
here's why I'm kind of like, really? Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Because if you go back last year, I know there was this thing where everybody was like, let me upload my pictures. And then the AI creates different pictures of like with art and all this stuff. Remember that?
That was a fad for a moment.
Everybody was doing it. I did it too. Like,
There's definitely people who didn't do it.
No, of course. But I'm talking about the ones that some of them that did manage to create like their own pictures and all that stuff. And they posted on like social and everything. Some of them were even complaining about AI even before and even after. But they also used that. So I'm kind of like, do a lot of people understand AI? Or
probably not.
Or they're just saying it because everybody else is saying it.
Or when it's convenient, it's okay. And honestly, like I'm not here to judge anybody. Like,
no, of course not.
Whatever feels
what
right
want.
To you in the moment. Like, I don't know your life. Yeah. But for me, there are moments when AI is great. And I made those pictures. I thought they were cool.
Oh, I have some pretty cool ones.
I don't remember if I posted any of them, but I looked at them. I was like, oh, this is neat. But I did think about it afterwards. I was like, there's a lot of art here. This is a lot of work. I could have commissioned these things, and I have commissioned images of myself before, right? Like I've commissioned artwork of myself for social purposes and everything. Mm-hmm. And I paid those artists. And in this instance, I didn't. I paid an app. And I'm like, well, did the app pay the artists?
Yeah,
and
the
I don't know.
Like,
and I'm guessing probably not.
Yeah.
And then I felt a little bad about it. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe I won't do this again. Yeah. But it's tough because there's just so many opportunities for people to profit off of AI created things, be it like stories or music or movies or images, without us even knowing about it.
That's true, yeah.
And it's like we watched Secret Invasion on Disney Plus, and somewhere down the line we contributed to AI taking art from someone, probably. But how many steps removed are we from it? And at what point do we say, okay, well, we can't consume that anymore? And then we're into the big huge problem of is like there's no ethical consumption under capitalism. And then we're back to this whole, like, do we go live on a farm and grow our own food and like disconnect from everything? Or do we make exceptions for some things because we have to live in our society?
You know what? I'm going to go right now to WhatsApp, because on WhatsApp, there is a AI tool that you could use in there. And I know Facebook, they add it there too and other places. But when you go to WhatsApp, there is this thing where you could go, and it's called Meta AI. So you go in there and you could post whatever you want. So right now, and because I knew we were going to talk about this, so I was like just testing out, because I think I used this, and I also used ChatGPT.
Okay, so it's a chatbot?
It's a chatbot.
Okay,
yeah,
because I wasn't sure what you were
doing. Yeah, it's a chatbot.
Okay,
I'm sorry. So I put, who is Danny Pena?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's see what Danny Pena from Gamer Tag Radio, right?
So, yeah, there's a lot of Danny Peñas out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of Danny Peñas. So I have to really be, you know. So I press sent. Uh-huh. So right now the AI is looking it up.
Sure.
It takes a couple seconds. Danny Peña is the founder of and host of Gamer Tag Radio podcast that has been running twice weekly since February of 2005.
Mm.
He is also a public speaker, filmmaker, podcasting pioneer, being one of the first inductees into the Podcast Hall of Fame.
That's all accurate.
Peña has also been featured in multiple publications and won several awards for his work. So like,
so that,
stuff like that, I think is cool. I think I don't, because it searches from Google and search from all the places.
Yeah, so that's a search engine.
Yeah, it's a search engine.
Search engine technology, I think, worldwide has been accepted as morally okay.
Yeah.
Right? That's not recreating a conversation style from somebody and trying to sell it to you, right? No. That's literally just looking something up.
Yeah.
There are times, though, when you can go to, I don't know about the Meta AI, I haven't used it, but I do know for ChatGPT, where you can say, make a chart of all of the people on YouTube who have ever talked about AI, and it'll give you all them. And then you can give you a list of all of them.
How did
that and then, to find and then that, you can though. Say, tell me how many of these people have a chill vibe, and it can list all of that, and like and then you can start like adding columns of information, and it is so sophisticated, but it is still just a search engine. There's a step further you can take it, though, and you could say, write a story for me in the style of XYZ person.
Well, I know a
and
lot
that
of
is,
college,
and there's
college kids
there's some
do
plagiarism
that.
Issues at schools.
Yeah,
sure,
that's
but that's
like,
when you get to now. This is copying somebody's work.
Yeah,
and that's where I personally draw the line. Like using AI, and specifically this new version of machine learning that we're seeing in bots like ChatGPT or Meta AI, using it as a search engine feels super, super okay to me. We need to find information. There's so much to sort through these days. If it can cut through falsehoods or misinformation, which maybe it can't, and just give me good data, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But if it's, again, taking opportunities away from people who have no way of stopping it, then that's
I
okay.
also and look a lot of I watch a lot of like politics news and stuff like that, and
misinformation is tough.
Yeah, like I think the other day people were getting calls from President Biden
with a voice bot
made on AI. Like that's weird to me, and like they're trying to trick people by doing that. And also the other day I saw a picture of it was like two black guys that was on the street promoting like vote for so and so, whatever, right? But when you look at the, it was pictures that was taken from them talking to
somebody
other
campaigning,
like, you know, locally somewhere. I forgot what state it was.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at it. And I'm like, wait a minute. This person has six fingers.
Yeah. Which, you know, does happen. But
that, but see, like that part, that's the part that I just don't like about AI, where people are trying to take advantage of other people, like stealing work, tricking them on like who to vote or.
Yeah. Or it can even, get kind of dangerous.
Or like you said, an intro of a show, but they're taking this artwork from somebody else and I'm not giving them credit, you know?
Yeah.
And I bet you there's movies probably that we have watched.
I'm sure.
That they have voice actors in there that probably they couldn't attend to record, but they added a portion of something that they couldn't record and probably they did it through AI and we haven't even noticed. They probably kept on the wraps. Yeah. That happens a lot, you know? So.
Yeah, and I think, and I don't want to get too far down that road because it gets kind of scary, but it is worth mentioning that, as you said, for like political purposes or in general, just like public figures, misinformation spread with the use and support of AI tools. Once again, the AI is a tool. The AI isn't evil. It just lets you do stuff that could be evil, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
it's
you know,
up to the person that
it's
that,
the
that
it's the person
the
using it that using is the it. Problem yeah. and how they're doing it, or the company or the organization or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But it is worth noting that the fear that a lot of people have, and something that I definitely find a little bit frightening, is if there's enough examples of false videos and images out there or voice recordings or whatever, then people will start to lose trust in what is actually real pictures, videos, voice recordings. Like there was a scam that I've heard of, and this is probably like a, you know, been put a shot down by now, but I've heard a scam where there is a voice recording and it's sent to somebody, or a text message sent to somebody and says, hey, son, or hey, daughter, like so-and-so got locked of their account. Can you send them $200 or whatever? And of course, hacking is a part of this, not just AI. But who's to say if you call that number to check and say like, hey, mom or dad, is this your new phone? Like, I don't know this number. And it sounds like your mom or your dad on the other line.
Who's scary.
To say that couldn't fool you?
That's scary.
And if that happens enough times, when you actually do get a call from your mom or dad, it's the boy who cried wolf. You're like, how do I know if this person's real? Say the secret password, I guess, right? And it starts to erode the public's trust in whatever they're seeing or consuming. And that's the scary part. Like if, let's say, CNN, for instance, is found guilty of using an AI photo of people campaigning and they didn't know. Well, now anytime somebody watches CNN, they might have some doubt. Even if it's a real photo the next time.
Yeah.
And that's where you start getting into trouble with, like I said, political things, but just in general, watching and consuming information. Like, what do you trust?
Yeah, you know, and look, I don't want to make it like AI dark.
I know, right? I'm not trying to do
it. I'm going to talk about something good.
Because it can be useful.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about something good that I really enjoy, and I thought it was hilarious watching this. So we watched Dashy XP.
Oh, gosh.
So Dash, shout out to Dashy,
yeah,
Dominican
shout out to Dashy.
Content creator from Los Angeles.
Hilarious.
He posts these videos. For those who don't know, Dashy posts a lot of like gameplay, and he has like his reactions and all that stuff. So there was one day where he was playing a game where you have to talk to people and you have to break up because they're like in a relationship and stuff like that. So
I think it was called Love Bites or
Love
something
Bites
like that.
But they use AI in that game where you have to use your mic, talk to the characters that you meet in the game, and you could say anything to them. And based on your conversation with them, the AI, I think they use a search engine or something like that to make
some
it more,
kind of chat bot.
Some kind of chat GPT where based on whatever you say, it could completely change the game where they might like you, like the characters might like you, or they're not going to fall for your trick.
But they'll respond to you. Like you'll say, oh, I saw your girlfriend over in the corner talking to some other dude.
Yeah.
And then the character responds, oh, no, that doesn't sound like my girl. This other dude must have been just a friend. Like, they're clearly picking up on what you say to them through the microphone and answering in context with their personality.
Yeah, but first you have to start conversations. Like, you got to get along with them.
Yeah, but like, it's wild to see, like, a genuine conversation going back and forth between... it's not pre-planned. It's not pre-recorded. Responses it's like they life. Are dynamic responses that are processing what you say and giving you contextual answers back.
Yeah, it was funny because one of them, he was like, yeah, I'm Dashy XP. Like, he was saying that, like, yeah, you know, I'm Dashy XP, you know, just here chilling. And the AI responded, oh yeah, man, Dashy XP, I'm a huge fan, love the YouTube videos, and then mentioned about one of his videos and stuff. And I'm like, that's really cool. Like, that part
was very entertaining.
Yeah. Very, very entertaining.
That's a cool application of this machine learning stuff that we're finding, where, you know, a creator who maybe, like, had the idea for this game and couldn't have made it any other way, right? There's no other way to do that without this technology, which is pretty neat.
Yeah, see, that part I love. And I would love to see more of that in the future, where use those tools for something good. And create something entertaining or something. You
positive,
know,
delightful. Positive,
yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly. Not everything has to be bad. I think the media and just people in general will highlight a lot of the bad, but there is good things also from AI. So it's a balance, you know? It's a balance.
As with everything, it's about balance. It's about governance. You know, there needs to be some rules and regulations around
100%,
100%. And who knows when those will be ready to take on the challenge, because quite honestly, it's always going to be a playing catch up, as it always is.
Yep.
Right. Technology will always outpace our ability to manage it. And there's nothing we can really do about that part of it. We just have to have faith that people won't do too much harm.
Yep. Yep. So I think we're about to wrap up this. Anything else before we wrap it up?
Or? Yeah. I mean, like, I guess in closing, I'm fine with AI because it's just another technology. What I'm not fine with is people using it to steal or to hurt people.
Yeah. It's like, think of it as this, like when somebody will blame a platform, like let's say a social media platform. Oh, bad place, bad this, bad that. You can't blame the platform. Blame the people that are using those platforms that are messing it up or making it more bad for everybody else. It's the same thing with AI. That's how I see AI. I think there's good out of it. I know there's going to be bad.
Sure.
But that's with any type of technology.
And it's technology. Like, jobs will go away. That is how it goes.
100%. Yeah,
I mean, we went from an agricultural society to we had... Like we're farming, and then we find irrigation systems, and then we move to the Industrial Revolution, and then people are factory workers, and now those jobs don't exist anymore. Like, the progress happens. Like, that's part of life, but we have to find a way to coexist with that progress and not leave people behind.
Yep. And please, for those that are listening or watching, we would love to hear your thoughts. Like, do you like AI? Do you don't like AI? Please let us know.
Have you seen any positive examples? Because I think that would be nice to see.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've all seen horror stories.
I would love to hear more positive stuff about AI. Like, how's that helping society overall or business, industry? Just let us know.
Yeah. You know? Be really cool.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. And we'll be back next week with a brand new episode of The Danny and Rihanna Show. Yeah. So until next time.
Bye.